Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to a Super Bloom podcast. Hi, my name is Candace King. I am your host. When I started this podcast in 2022, I was in a very different place of life. If you've not listened to the first episode, I ask that you do. I put a lot of time and heart into that episode. I wrote that out because I was very scared and very nervous to get on a microphone and have to share and choose to share. I didn't really have to, but I wanted. I had this deep need to want to, I think, selfishly document what I was going through during that time. I felt very isolated and alone. I felt very protective. And as someone who was grieving and someone who was growing, I knew that I had not been the first person to grieve and grow and experience those feelings. And I did know that I had an opportunity to maybe share them on a microphone so that anyone else out there who had or was feeling those things at that moment maybe felt a little less alone. And that in turn made me feel less alone. I had found myself in 2022 in a new city, in a new house, as a single mother, not realizing also that my career was about to be on pause because we were going into a strike. So as an actor, also wondering what happens next, what is around the corner, and not really having any roadmap or any sense of control, and having to kind of surrender to and listen to what life was teaching me at that moment. And as vulnerable as and as sensitive as that time felt, I also knew that that's where the good stuff is. You know, that's why I called that episode, that first episode, In the Dirt, because I knew, I was like, ooh, something, I'm like deep in the dirt matrix, as they call it here. But I know that this is going to be for something really good. And in as much as it hurts, these are good growing pains. And as much as I am thirsty and ravenous for knowledge and understanding and reasons and answers to my whys, I knew that without even realizing it, I was getting those nutrients just by kind of being in the dirt. And episode by episode and interview by interview, and yes by yes from a wonderful guest who were willing to join me at that time and in months and years past, I felt like I was slowly growing and slowly blossoming, and that is all thanks to you guys for listening and joining in this experience. Because the messages that I receive, and I know that it doesn't seem like I read them, and I know it doesn't seem like I read comments, but I do. And I feel very fortunate to have read so many wonderful messages from you, the listeners, reciprocating that feeling of just feeling less alone and feeling like having this opportunity to see the world in a different way and colors feeling brighter. And so thank you. I just want to say thank you. I really, really appreciate it, because not everyone has the opportunity to jump on a microphone and kind of sing and scream into the abyss and actually get any echo back. And so thank you. Thank you for that. It is 2024, and you've been on this wonderful journey with me, and I know I'm rolling my eyes at the fact that I said journey. There really has to be a new word. I am going to come up with a new word, because it is 2024, and I overuse that word. I think I can put that word to rest. I think it can go with like a rosé all day wine cup somewhere in the back of my cabinet. But so I'm going to figure out a different word. This experience, maybe we'll try that on for a change. But thank you for joining me in this experience. And I'm really excited and humbled and honored and nervous and all the big feelings to say that I have some new developments on my horizon, in my horizon. I'm getting back on TV. My goodness, I'm getting back on TV. I have recently, if you follow me on Instagram, had the opportunity to share in the announcement that I am part of a new series that is filming this year called We Were Liars. It is based off of a book written by E. Lockhart. If you have not read We Were Liars, holy moly, please order it right now. It is so good. I read it so fast. If you're on Book Talk, I'm like the TikTok for the books, you know, the youths with their Book Talk. If you do that and you're privy to that, then I'm sure that you've heard about it on Book Talk. But We Were Liars, it's such a fantastic book. It's such a great summer read if you're looking for one. And we will be filming it this summer. And I'm so honored to be teaming up with Julie Pleck and Karina McKenzie, two incredible women that I admire and have had the opportunity to work with in the past. And I just could not be more excited. And I don't know when it will come out on Amazon, but it will eventually. And I'm not going to give anything away, but I am going to give my all to playing the character of Bess Sinclair of the Sinclair sisters. And in order to do that, I have really thought hard and long about it. And I think the best thing to do is to go on a little hiatus from a Super Bloom podcast. Not forever, but just for right now. Just so that I can get back into the groove of everything. And I'll be taking notes and I'll be living my life and collecting stories. And you know, look, I'm a little nervous. I'm going to be honest. You want to know the last time I booked a TV show? I had a BlackBerry. Yeah, it was 2009 and I had a BlackBerry. There was no such thing as Instagram. No such thing. Didn't even exist yet. Yeah. So it's been a minute. So Mama's getting back to work and she's got to dust out all of her script books and just get back at it. I'm very excited. We're filming in Canada, in Nova Scotia, and which looks beautiful, and in tiny little towns. And I've actually rented this beautiful, beautiful house for the summer. it may have been a bed and breakfast at some point in the 1800s. I don't know. So I'm very excited to tell you about my roommates, aka the ghosts that probably haunt this house that I will be living in this summer. And I cannot wait to share in this incredible experience. I can't wait to share it with you guys on the other side of it, which will be later this year. But I felt the need to also make sure I got on the microphone to thank you for joining me thus far. And I cannot wait to see what is blooming around the corner. So please take care of yourselves. Have a wonderful summer, and I'll see you in the fall.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga.
Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.